Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Barry Clapp is here, too. Barry is a new friend. He's the president, CEO of Cintage Corporation, and he's a new friend, and I've asked him to join us to talk to us a little bit about what their small business does and how they make a living and how they serve their customers and what they're excited about and what they're concerned about. Barry Clapp, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's great to be here, and it's great to get to know you guys.
Yeah, you too, and I'm glad you're here. So, Barry, tell us a little bit about Cintage.
So Cintage is a high-tech company up in the Boston area. We've been in business for 15 years or so, but really in the last 5 years, our field has taken off. The feeling amongst the investor community out in Silicon Valley is that what we do, which is budgeting and planning software for small to medium-sized businesses, was the last underserved application for taking to the cloud. So where everything was going cloud, you know, for the last many years, planning and budgeting was not really making that evolution. So the investors out in California, not our investors, but investors in general, have put about $500 million, $500 million, into this space,
right?
Which is to take, I always say to people, every company does budgeting,
right?
Almost every company greater than $10 million.
Well, the ones who want to survive do anyway.
Absolutely, yeah. So you got to sit down in November and December, and you got to figure out, you know, what your revenues are going to be for next year and what you're going to spend and so forth. And the bigger you get, the harder that gets to be. And
that's right.
Some of our customers have, you know, 10 different divisions and 100 products, and they're in multiple countries. And
managing multiple last miles of an organization is difficult, isn't it?
Absolutely. So yeah. Most people use Excel to do that. So we all know about the Microsoft products. And today, in this day and age, 70 or 80%, depending on whose study you read, still use Excel to do that, which is a huge, complicated, anybody out there who's an Excel user knows what would be involved in building a model that would replicate the business that I just described. So
you're talking. What you're saying is Excel is an excellent two-dimensional product, but when you get to doing what you're talking about is more three-dimensional. That's when it gets more cumbersome, right?
And then when things change, you know, because Excel is, you've programmed it yourself, and every one of those cells, you've defined what the formula is.
I know, yep. I've done it myself over the years. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. So what Cintage did before my time, I've been 5 years with the company, before my time, Cintage came along and basically wrote a tool that does all that behind-the-scenes programming for you automatically. So you just define your business at a very high level to the Cintage product. It's Budget Maestro is our product. You define your company at a very high level, and Budget Maestro programs your budget model for you automatically.
Now, this is proprietary software. This is not taking an off the shelf engine. It doesn't take Excel and modify it. Right. This is your own stuff.
That's exactly right. Yeah. There's no Excel involved in anything that we do.
Because a lot of our audience knows about companies who've taken a Microsoft product off the shelf. And, you know, and modified it. They become developers of a Microsoft product. This is your own stuff.
Right. I mean, this is what makes us distinctive, actually, in that it's a nice story about a startup company, because all the big investors that I mentioned to you before ended up going to people who weren't budgeting people necessarily and saying, we want to automate the budgeting process tell me how people do it today. And they looked at Excel and they looked at how people did it. And they invested some money in putting a veneer on top of that and basically right. emulating that same model. And so the competition that we have still has trouble maintaining their business model.
Well, they were focused on creating products, not solutions.
That's exactly right. And our guys, being sort of naive and not knowing any better, went to a bunch of CFOs and accountants.
And a little bit budget nerds, too, right? Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Describe to me how you'd like to budget. And they described it, and they programmed up like in an old-fashioned systems analysis way from the right. 90s and into the mm-hmm. 2000s, and they programmed up what a budgeting system should look like. So I always say to people, for example, it's impossible to generate a balance sheet and a cash flow from the tools, our competitors' tools, because it doesn't take a transaction and push it all the way through the financials like an accountant would want to do. So
right.
in our case, we wrote it that way. And when you're done doing your P&L budget, you have an instant balance sheet and a cash flow.
Wow.
The most important thing is the ability to run multiple scenarios. So in this day and age, I don't have to
tell anybody.
And that's
what I meant by 3D.
Yeah. In this day and age, competition is so stiff and things change so fast that even the little guys, I'm only a $15 million business myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even the little guy needs to run tens of scenarios to try to anticipate, you know, what's going to happen in the marketplace. And with a model like I described to you from the competition or from Excel, you can't do that. You can only say, show me a 10% increase, show me a 5% increase, cut expenses by 3% or something like that. In Budget Maestro, you can run tens, hundreds of scenarios because the model is programmed itself. So,
right.
you know, the end result is just a budget, you know, and it's not the most elaborate
does it dovetail with the narrative portion of planning?
I don't know what you mean by that.
The story that you tell, like in a business plan, is it just financial, or does it have some element of narrative that goes with it that explains the numbers, those kinds of things?
Yeah, no, it's just the financial,
right? Yeah, okay.
Numbers. You know, it's for a going concern who. You know, already has, so it's not for people to write a business plan, say,
right.
for example, or
it's strictly
or like
the high level
yeah.
operation of the organization. Barry, I need a website, please.
The website is www.centage.com.
Centage.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Barry a little bit about their industry, but also, did they make any mistakes along the way that they can share with us that might help you and me? And that's coming up right after the next break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.